Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa ating programa ngayong umaga, ang oras po ay 10:31 at kasama natin live na live mula sa linya ng telepono ang ating Miss Earth Australia 2018. Kasama natin si Monique Shippen. Good morning, Monique.
Magandang umaga. Hello and happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter to you. At alam ko, I know that you've been very busy yesterday giving Easter treats to children in the northern Sydney area, or should I say Berowra area?
Yes, that's right. In the shopping center, I was escorting the Easter bunny. And we were giving out Easter chocolate eggs to the kids and so wishing them a happy Easter holiday, long weekend. And we also had a Easter hunt in the shopping center where they could collect some eggs at the end.
Wow, that's so much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun seeing all the kids so happy with their families.
Yes, and you were dressed up as Alice in Wonderland.
That's right.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this volunteering, Monique?
Probably over 4 or 5 years I've been doing it. I really love children, as you know. I'm a teacher, so I really do love making kids happy. So anything I can do to spread the joy at Christmas and Easter especially is something I love to do in my spare time.
Yes. Did you see any Filipino in the Berowra area yesterday when you were giving Easter eggs?
Yes, I'm seeing Filipinos everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a big, in the Philippines, Easter is such a big celebration. And so because my mum's from the Philippines, she's really influenced me on my Easter celebration.
Yes. Like what? Do you go to the church for the Easter or for the Good Friday?
Yes. So at school on Thursday, I was for Holy Thursday, I was at a liturgy. And then on Friday, I went to my old primary school at St. John's Arowena. And the Filipino community organized a Stations of the Cross.
Yeah.
And after that on Saturday, last night I went to, there was a Filipino priest and there was a Filipino choir and we were part of the Easter liturgy.
Yes. So you not speaking Tagalog is not an excuse to be at the Filipino celebration, isn't it?
No, that's right. Yeah, we could still have the international language of music and singing and so I love also just the joy that the Filipino people bring to some of these events over Easter. They're just so bring so much joy. So it's lovely to be around Filipinos at Easter.
Yes. And today, Easter Sunday, any big celebration with any Filipino community that you are taking part of today?
Not today. I did last night, though. We had this celebration, but today it's a nice sunny day, so I'm going to spend time with my family.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go out for lunch and then, celebrate Easter that way.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of families out there are getting together for a big Easter lunch or dinner.
Yes, and probably for the kids today is also a special day because
The
Easter egg hunting continues.
That's right. Today's the main day to find your Easter eggs, Easter hunting. Hopefully they haven't eaten too much chocolate already.
Yeah. But it's quite different, isn't it? For the Philippines, it's mostly celebration or gatherings for the Easter Sunday. But here it's Easter egg hunting. We must go. We have to go to an Easter egg hunting on a Sunday.
That's right.
And in saying this, it also means that we will be having lots of chocolate wrapper rubbish.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's something that we can do because as a former Miss Earth Australia and environmental advocate, something that I can spread to people is that with your foil from your Easter eggs or bunnies, you can actually recycle them in your yellow bin, but you can't put them in as the small pieces. So if you get a big piece and make it into a ball, so you can wrap up the little pieces inside, or you can wrap them all together into the size of your fist, like your hand, So a big ball, and then you can just recycle it, because it is made of aluminium, you can recycle it in the yellow bin. If you didn't eat enough chocolate and you only have a few little pieces, you can put them in an aluminium can. So you put it inside the can and then throw the can into your yellow recycling bin.
Okay, that's a recycling tip from Miss Earth Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and I know, Monique, that you have been really passionate about caring for the environment, isn't it? And it is not just this Easter that you are advocating for the wrappers or the chocolate wrappers or foils to be recycled through rolling it or making it into a bowl of foil and put it in the recycle bin. But you've always been doing this even after and before, or before and after your win for the Miss Earth Australia. Can you tell us some of the cleanups and the advocacies that you've been doing so far?
Yep. So as some of you may know, I live near the beach. And recently in March, we had Clean Up Australia Day. So I went to my local beach with the reigning Miss Earth Australia, Brittany, and we helped clean up the beach there. And I participate in a lot of cleanups monthly. Now that COVID is not as bad as last year, I wasn't able to do as many group cleanups. I've been doing cleanups just on your own as an individual. You can just, on your walk, you can grab five pieces of rubbish and put them in the bin. Also, just daily things like bringing your own bags and bringing your own bottles everywhere you go. And yeah, I've just been making sure that I'm still working closely with the Miss Earth Australia organization in any event that they have.
Yes. And apart from the Miss Earth organization, you're also very active in the Filipino community. I know I've seen you in some of the events recently.
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell us about those events that you're involved with in the Filipino community?
Yeah, sure. We had an Australian Multicultural Fashion Festival last weekend, and I was wearing some of the designs there, and there were some Filipinos who organized that event. So it was really nice to celebrate the diversity of different designers. And also, I've been singing at a few events as well. We had Mrs. Earth Australia not too long ago. I'm always happy to participate, whether it's singing or hosting, whatever I can offer.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.